You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, October 19th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 80. That's how many S&P 500 companies report earnings this week. Third quarter earnings season is picking up. Halliburton and IBM kick things off today, followed by Lockheed Martin, Netflix, Procter & Gamble, Snap, and Texas Instruments tomorrow. Wednesday is particularly busy. Biogen, Chipotle, Tesla, and Verizon all report. Thursday's highlights include American Airlines, AT&T, Coca-Cola, Dow, Intel, and Southwest Airlines. And finally, American Express closes the week on Friday. The next number up is 54%. That's the percentage of professional money managers polled by Barron's who describe themselves as bullish on the market over the coming year. It's part of our biannual big money poll of investors from around the country. Even though the survey leans bullish this fall, there's little consensus on how to invest for the year ahead. For example, technology is both the most picked and the most unloved sector by the pros. And money managers are also split on whether U.S. stocks or international markets will perform best. It's an indication of the confounding outlook that investors face today. The path of the economic recovery and corporate profits, the outcome of the U.S. presidential and congressional elections, and potential COVID-19 vaccines are just a few of the factors that money managers have to grapple with. And today's lofty stock prices and rock-bottom interest rates make positioning for the next year an even greater challenge. Our last number is $1.4 billion. That's how much Amazon said that Prime members saved during last week's Prime Day. But in its usual style, Amazon gave few other numbers about its two-day shopping event. Investors and analysts were instead left to parse the wording Amazon used in its post-Prime Day press release. Last year, it called Prime Day the largest shopping event in Amazon history. Past Prime Days have been described as the biggest shopping event in Amazon history and the biggest day ever in Amazon history. This year, Amazon said that Prime Day was the two biggest days ever for third-party sellers. Those sales were up nearly 60% from a year earlier, which is definitely good news for Amazon. But the lack of a more effusive statement has some on Wall Street reading between the lines. This Prime Day might not have been as big as the previous ones. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, October 19th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.